Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney is requesting that money set aside to get the county's amphitheater going be returned to the legislature because it's no longer needed. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the county controller says no money would actually be returned to the general fund.
Mahoney says the legislature originally appropriated $1.9 million during the 2016 budget process, and the plan was the money would be used and returned with revenue generated by the amphitheater. About half of the money was spent on things like video screens, but she says now that tickets are selling and revenue is being shared, the amphitheater does not need the rest of the money.
It's validated what we knew was true. It is successful to the extent that we don't even need to use the money that we were going to use to get it up and running.
Mahoney asked Onondaga County Controller Bob Antonacci to close the account, and she says the legislature can use the remaining balance however they see fit. Antonacci says the county spent about $850,000, but there's no money attached to that account. He says it's a mere paper entry, a wish list, a statement of intent with no money allocated, so no money would be returned.
I think the focus should be, where's the $850 that the county taxpayers have fronted for the operations of the amphitheater? When will we get the $850 back?
Antonacci also questions what he says are expenses hidden in other departments to operate the amphitheater. Mahoney says no taxpayer dollars are used in amphitheater operations. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.